听力课堂，听 class.com。
Unit 60, Compliments and Congratulations.
Dialogue 1. Could we see some rings, please?
Certainly, sir. Wedding or engagement?
Engagement.
Might I congratulate you on your engagement? Oh, thank you very much. And now, would you mind if I ask you your price range?
Not at all. We were thinking of something between $100 and $200.
Good. Would you like to look at these, please?
Dialogue 2. You haven't said a word about my new suit, Marie. Don't you like it?
I'm sorry I didn't say anything about it sooner. It certainly is unique. I don't think I've seen anything like it before.
I know. That's why I bought it. I hate wearing the same styles everybody else is wearing. Do you think it makes me look too big?
Well, horizontal stripes always make people look larger than they really are. But I really like the fabric. Is it silk?
Silk and linen. I love the way it feels.
And the color is very unusual.
Thanks! That's another reason why I like it. You don't see much peach and brown these days.
Dialogue 3.
Hello, Mr. Black.
Hello, Mr. Lee. Congratulations on your new job in Shenzhen. I'm delighted to hear about it.
Thank you very much.
Well, but we hate to see you leave, Mr. Lee. You've done excellent work.
That's very nice of you to say so, Mr. Black. It's been a pleasure working with you.
I suppose you'll be leaving soon, then.
In a couple of days or so.
Let me wish you every success in your new job.
Thank you very much.
Dialogue 4.
Hello, Professor Guo. I ran into Mr. Lee the other day, and he told me you were recently appointed head of the English department at the Beijing Foreign Studies University. Is that true?
Yes, it is, Mr. Wang.
Oh, I'm delighted to hear it. Please accept my congratulations. I knew it would be only a matter of time before your extraordinary abilities were recognized.
That's very nice of you to say so, but I think my abilities still leave much to be desired.
Well, I'm glad to know you have achieved the goal you've been working towards all these years. I wish you the greatest possible success. And again, my heartiest congratulations.
Thank you very much, Mr. Wang.
Dialogue 5. What are you doing, Jack?
I'm doing my homework.
Could you do me a favor?
Okay.
You know, Jack, your English is much better than most Americans.
Thanks, Allie. But really, mine's not so good. I make a lot of mistakes, like most people.
But you really understand the rules of grammar better than most people. And you're so patient with people. When they're visiting and they ask you a question, you take the time to answer and explain it. Not many Americans do that. Well, I was, wondering, Jack, could you take a look at my composition and let me know if I've made any big mistakes? I'd really appreciate it.
Well, I don't know, Allie. I really think you ought to do your own work.
I've done the work. It's just that you're a lot better at spotting grammar mistakes than I am, and I'd really appreciate your helping me out.
Well, okay. I guess I could point out a few of your big mistakes, but I want you to try to correct them yourself, okay?
Sure, and thanks a lot, Jack.